It's Wednesday the 2nd of November. It's Napod Pomo, day 2. I have toast. What more could I ask for? Apart from my bed. What I neglected to mention is it's actually 5 to 6 on Wednesday morning. I made the decision that I was going to try and do the early morning starts to get into the habit of it, so I can sort of do the planning in the evening and then do the actual show in the morning. Yeah, I think it might work. We'll see what happens. Anyway, how are you? Hope you're all well. I don't really have a lot to talk about today, but I thought I'd have a quick mention about social networks. It occurred to me yesterday, well, it's occurred to me over quite a while, but specifically yesterday, that I do actually have membership of a lot of social networks, and possibly too many. I don't know if I'm struggling to keep up with them or not, but if you go to my About Me page, about.me/thelovebug, I'm a member of Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Flickr, Last.fm, YouTube, Foursquare, Google+, Identica, Blip Photo, Audio Boo, and Diaspora. And all the links for those are on there. Most of them have got the same username of the Love Bug, because that's who I am. But I hardly use any of them, really. Mostly, I think I use them for sort of posting awareness of the Bugcast, which is a bit of a waste of social networking space, I think, really. Not because it doesn't have an effect, because it does. We get a lot of traffic through from these social networks. But having these accounts and only using them for publishing information about the Bugcast may seem, you know, a little bit not really utilising the social network to its full potential. So I keep promising I'm going to use it more, and I really should do. But I did post an audio boo yesterday. And I'm so proud, because my gorgeous daughter Amy has had her first report of this year, first school report of this year. Now, we should be getting one for Cara, which will be her first school report from big school. So I'll be looking forward to that one. I'm probably gushing about that one as well. But I'll put the link into the show notes of the boo that was recorded last night. And what it is, it's basically Amy reading out her own report. Which is quite remarkable, because the whole point of the report is how well she reads. And she does, she reads extremely well. But I will put a link to that in the show notes. But I am so proud of her, because she is doing so well at school. She's doing what I didn't do. I was appalling at school. My school reports always said the same thing. Has the gift, doesn't use it. Could do better. A great person, but doesn't do the work. And that was consistent all the way as far back as I can remember. Probably from, you know, the early years of secondary school through to me finishing sixth form college. I don't know why. I don't know what it was about school. I loved school. I was actually one of the few who wanted to be there, but I just couldn't be bothered. And that probably went a big way towards me not going beyond sixth form college in education. I could have gone to university, I suppose, but certainly not with the grades I ended up with. I really hope my two daughters are not a chip off the old block in that respect. They're both very intelligent, they're both very advanced for their age, in my opinion, so hopefully they'll prove me wrong. We shall see. Anyway, don't have a particular podcast to promote today, so what I'll do instead is I'll direct you to the Association of Music Podcasting, of which the Bugcast is a proud member, and we have just short of 50 members of the Association of Music Podcasting. So if you want to pick up another music podcast, then go over to musicpodcasting.org, and you'll find on the right hand side a list of all the current members of the association. Check out their sites, check out their music. You're probably going to find in there something you like. Most musical genres are covered. You've got metal, you've got acoustic, you've got general, you've got indie rock. They're all in there. So if you do want to listen to some more music podcasts, or just have a change from what you normally listen to, then do go along and check that out. Incidentally, that list of members is also on the right-hand side of the Bugcast website at thebugcast.org, where you'll also find the show notes for the Bugcast normal show and also the NAPOD promo shows too. Well, I think that's it. I'm going to stop waffling. I hope this is actually recording. It should be. Yeah. Yep, there we go. Okay, today's track is another one that is one of my absolute favourites over the last few weeks. Like yesterday's track, which was One Side Into the Night, today's track is also taken from episode 180 of the Bugcast, which was recorded on the 7th of October. He says the 7th of October. Was it the 7th of October? It was, yes. On the 7th of October, which was coming up 4 weeks ago. And it's a wonderful piece of electronic music, which isn't to everybody's taste, I appreciate. But what really appealed to me with this track was the first 6 or 7 seconds. The rest of it's brilliant as well, and you wouldn't be surprised to... Sorry, I wouldn't be surprised if you picked up a Billie Jean trip on this particular track. If you listen to some of the drum beats, there's definitely a Billie Jean rhythm kicking behind it. But this is a really good track. This is by an artist called Professor Click. You can find him at professorclick.com. That's professorclick.com. And this track, which I know you're going to enjoy, is called Plastic and Flashing Lights. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.